Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Sad note to bring along, and I don't know if how many of you caught this, what happened 2 days ago now, November 11th. Former Cleveland State basketball coach, Kevin Mackey, who, as I will always remember, back in the late 80s, or mid to late 80s, 86 was the year I was still a fresh, bright-eyed journalist out of Cleveland Heights High School. I don't know, I just graduated from Heights that year. And I just remember the love affair this city had with that Cleveland State basketball team that knocked off Indiana and then got robbed against Navy in the NCAA tournament.
That darn David Robinson.
That was such garbage. If we would have been any other team in the country, we would have won. They wouldn't have. I mean, how do you turn against David Robinson? The Admiral went to go serve his country after. I mean, anyway, but, and I'm still kind of mad about that. It's like,
couldn't tell.
Drive, fumble, David Robinson, Navy. Kevin passed away a couple days ago, and, you know, it's just, when I think of him, obviously there are two big things. One, he put that team on the map, and it was really fun to kind of get into the spirit of the NCAA basketball tournament and have a hometown team, you know, representing you on the big stage and knocking off, you know, the mammoth, the Goliath, and Bobby Knight and the Indiana Hoosiers. And, you know, I'll always remember off that team, you know, Mouse McFadden, who I thought it was really cool. I was doing when I was at Heights, we did this thing called Make Tracks for the Heights. There's a guy named Ned Weingart that helped us put that together, and they would bring buses of us that went to Heights down to the old, I think it was the Budweiser 500 at the time, and we would run the concession stands, and one of the guys in the concession stand, we were running it, was Mouse McFadden. And I was like, wow, this is so cool. And, you know, and then to watch and see what they were able to do, and, you know, just so many cool players that, you know, were on that team. And I don't know, it was such a special time. And then, obviously, you know, he had a little downturn there and was dealing with some addiction problems. And, you know, his career was never the same after that. But, man,
his career almost didn't exist after that.
Yeah, he just brought great joy to Northeast Ohio. That entire team did. And it's really a special moment for any Cleveland sports fan. So, you know, we're saddened by the passing. Passing of Kevin Mackey. You covered him a lot more than I did, Jeff. I just, your thoughts and reflections.
And I say this with complete sincerity. I had the pleasure of covering Kevin Mackey when he was coach at Cleveland State. And we didn't start at Channel 43 until January of 88. So we, you know, it was in Kevin's fifth season, you know, that we started our newscast. And that's when I first met him. And so I covered him for 3 years. He couldn't have been more cordial. He couldn't have been more friendly, more helpful. And I always, always enjoyed dealing with Kevin. And his downfall was crushing. And obviously he had an addiction problem that was completely exposed. You know, he came out of the place where he wasn't supposed to be, and there are police and television cameras waiting for him. And you're not coming back from that one. And he really didn't. He got himself cleaned up. Reports I saw said that he was sober for the last 35 years.
Yeah, Terry Pluto's story today was fantastic.
That's outstanding. Yeah. But Andy, just he was a delight to deal with. I mean, friendly, cordial, helpful. His players were always terrific to deal with. And I always felt terrible because I thought, this is a guy who had some real demons, and they brought him down. And that to me is a shame, because the guy that I saw on the TV, you know, getting busted by the Cleveland police coming out of a crack house in Cleveland, basically, was not the guy I knew. And I just felt terrible. You know what was cool? Later on, years later, he was hired by Larry Bird.
Yeah, Pacers.
When Larry was running the Indiana Pacers to be a scout. And I remember, you know, seeing some interviews with Larry. And Larry said, hey, the guy made a mistake. He's cleaned himself up. He knows basketball. And Kevin scouted for the Pacers for a real long time. And it was as much redemption as a guy who fell from grace as quickly and as fast and far as Kevin did. Redemption is a guy like Larry Bird saying, I want you on my team. And I know it, in talking to Kevin at that time, it meant a ton to him that Larry Bird, you know, hired
thought
him.
That much of
him. Yeah. And that, and, you know, think about Larry and his basketball acumen, that Larry felt that way about Kevin Mackey. And it gave Kevin something to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Salvage the rest of his basketball.
Probably a little Boston bond there, too. I mean, I just remember him with his thick accent.
That I don't know.
Well, I think that Larry had talked to some folks that, in reading Terry's story today, just that, you know, they had kind of said, hey, man, this guy really got his life back together, and you might want to take a look at it. And Larry's like, oh, okay, yeah. All right, let's do this and make it happen. I'm just wondering your perspective on you know, how he brought, like, I'll always think this
you know, he was only coach at Cleveland State for 7 years.
He was only 37 when he got hired. I didn't realize that until I read the story.
Yeah, the thing about it is he had such an impact on college basketball here.
Yeah.
That you would think he was here longer than 7 years. I don't know if you can draw the correlation to this, but, you know, his first year he was about 500 and then got hot. And then the last 2 years, about 500. And I've always kind of wondered, and did the demons catch up to him and then his team as part of that? Because, you know, they were really hot for a while, and then Kevin went 16-12 and 15-13 in his last 2 years. And I always wonder, was that just the way basketball flows, or might Kevin not have been paying as much attention to what he was doing because of the demons that he was fighting? Or maybe not fighting.
That's why I always look at it, and I don't know if, I'd be interested to get a different perspective. Dan, when I think about college basketball in Northeast Ohio, I always think of it as a sleeping giant because of that team, because of what we saw and we witnessed in kind of a couple weekends here that, you know, and even the fact that the Wolstein Center was built the way it was, like Cleveland State probably had to think, and as a Cleveland State guy, right? You had to think at one time Cleveland State thought, you know what, if we can put a basketball team together that's good enough, we might be able to fill that arena. And so
built under Mike Boyd, the man who took over for Kevin.
Right. So don't you feel like someone somewhere along the way thought that, you know what, maybe someone could do it? It's so odd to me that when I went to Columbus, I would look at covering college basketball. Obviously, it was big in Columbus because there was no NBA team. But the way, and maybe it's because there's no NBA team down in Southern Ohio. I mean, you look at college basketball in the Cincinnati, Dayton area.
It's a different deal.
Yeah. It's totally different. Dayton, UC, Xavier. Like, you know, and then they're close to Indiana. They're close to Kentucky. And so you get that. There's just so much more of a college basketball feel down there than there is here, and might be because of the Cavs, right?
Well, it's two different games and it's two different fan bases, and that's one reason it's been tough, I think, for college basketball to go like crazy here. We've got terrific Mid-American Conference basketball,
yeah,
with Akron and with Kent State, but Cleveland State, that group really got it going.
Hmm. I mean, your perspective on it, because I mean there was something magical about that year. And it is.
It was so cool.
I'm sitting here today.
I was working in Texas, loving every minute of it.
Right.
And I didn't know anything about Cleveland State. I just knew it was Cleveland.
But there was just something magical about, you know, this team that Kevin Mackey had put together, and you know, it still to this day drives me to think that, man, if we ever got a really good college basketball team that could again pursue in the NCAA tournament and get to the Final Four, man, this place would go crazy.
Who knows?
Not to cut you off. We saw that with Kent State when they went to the Elite Eight. You could kind of
that was fun.
You could kind of feel that same thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you.
No, I don't. It's all good. Who knows? I have no idea if it would take off in the way that everybody thought. I have no idea, especially with the one and done now. I have no idea. You would think this would open the door more if they get one together with the way that seniors are now succeeding far, far more in the NCAA tournament than they used to. You're seeing a lot of older teams make a difference. That's usually where Cleveland State comes in and does well. I have no idea if it's a sleeping giant. I feel like it may have risen by now if maybe that is the case. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how even Cleveland State looks at it.
Hmm.
Thinks to themselves. I mean, now they're playing over in Public Hall.
Oh, Public Hall, yeah.
Yeah, they're playing at Public Hall now, you know, trying to figure out what to do there. And I mean, it's awesome to watch a game at Public Hall. Everybody should go down and either watch Cleveland State or the Cleveland Charge at some point, because watching a game at Public Hall is cool.
Which is where
right
they
on
used
top
to,
of the floor.
Yeah.
Which is where they used to play when Kevin Mackey was here.
Yeah. All right, gentlemen, I have an Emmanuel Classe update if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
According to David Purdom of ESPN, Emmanuel Classe arrived at JFK Airport this morning from the Dominican Republic, was arrested by FBI agents per the Eastern District of New York. He will be arraigned at 2 p.m. So Emmanuel Classe, back in the United States, was arrested at JFK, arraigned at 2 p.m. today.
Kidoki.
We'll see how this thing plays out. Plenty more to...
Can you imagine either one of these guys ever playing in the majors again?
Oh, no, that I don't see.
I don't either.
That I don't see.
I don't either.
No.
Especially Classe.
Oh, what a wasted career. Just.
Yep. at least from all that we've heard about the involvement of the two.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.